89.1 WCNV Heathsville and 90.1 WMVE Chase City. We're online at ideastations.org/radio.
It's time now for our Tuesday morning visit with PolitiFact Virginia here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, and we're joined this morning by PolitiFact Virginia editor Warren Fisk. Hi, Warren. Welcome back.
Good morning, Wayne.
We have a couple items we want to ask you about that have appeared recently in the PolitiFact Virginia column. First of all, you checked out a claim made in an ad paid for by Crossroads GPS. That's a conservative organization backing mainly Republican candidates, I gather, around the country. And the claim made was, quote, when Tim Kaine was governor, spending soared, blowing holes in the budget every year. Of course, Kaine now running for the Senate against George Allen. So what about it? You checked out the budget when Kaine was governor. What did you find out?
Well, this was a complicated check. Their ad does say that when Tim Kaine was governor, that spending soared, blowing holes in the state budget every year.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say that, these words appear on the screen, and it says Tim Kaine's record, spending up $5 billion. So, you know, there were two parts of this claim that we had to look into. One was, did spending really go up by $5 billion? And two was, did the increased spending cause holes or revenue shortfalls in the budget each year that Tim Kaine was governor from 2006 to 2010? The answer to the first question is yes. The total state budget went up from $32 billion to about $38 billion. Under Kaine. That's a $6 billion increase, which is a little bit more than even Crossroads said. But let's give those numbers some perspective. While it sounds like a lot, the total budget increase was 18% over 4 years under Tim Kaine, and that's about half the average rate of the six governors who preceded him. There's another important point to keep in mind, and that's that all of the spending increases took place in the non-general fund, which is a part of the budget that the governor really doesn't have a lot of control over. The non-general fund largely consists of federal grants and college tuition payments. And the federal grants soared when Kaine was governor because, if we remember, there was a recession and Washington passed stimulus money down to the states, including Virginia. And tuitions went up in Virginia because the state cut direct funding to colleges. The second part of the question is, were there shortfalls every year under Kaine? And the answer is yes, and they totaled $7.2 billion. But the increased spending in the non-general fund did not cause the shortfalls. All of the shortfalls occurred in a separate part of the budget, and that's called the general fund. And it pays for public schools, public safety, and health programs. And the general fund, it's supported by the state's income tax and the sales tax. And the collection from both of these taxes went down during the recession and its aftermath. And that caused shortfalls and caused Kaine and the General Assembly to have to cut programs. You know, so there's an element of truth in the first part of the statement that the total budget went up. But Crossroads failed to establish any critical link between the spending increase and the revenue shortfalls. And as a result, the claim was misleading, and we rated it mostly false.
All right. Another item you and your colleagues recently wrote about was a statement made by Governor Bob McDonnell about the GOP platform. He was chairman of the Republican platform committee leading up to the convention last week. He made a statement that the GOP platform on the subject of abortion had not changed in 30 years. Some questioned that, but you checked it out, and what did you find?
Mm-hmm. Well, this became an important topic because if you remember Todd Akin, who's the Republican candidate for Senate in Missouri, had caused controversy by saying that legitimate rape rarely results in pregnancy. And the Republican platform calls for a constitutional amendment that would ban abortion, but does not specify any exceptions to the ban, including cases of rape. Some people argued that the platform and Akin's comments were proof that the GOP is becoming increasingly conservative on social issues. But we found that the GOP platform has called for a constitutional amendment banning abortion since 1976, which was the first convention held after the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. And the party has always been silent on whether there should be exceptions to the ban. McDonnell says that it's silent because those decisions on whether there should be exceptions should be left to states and Congress to decide. And so we rated the governor's statement true.
All right. Thanks to editor Warren Fisk of PolitiFact, Virginia.
Thank you.
Here's a really quick to-the-point message. It's just about time for the fall WCD.